I wish I'd have seen it when Sue Pollard played Audrey.
That'd been fantastic.
Yes,
we love a bit of Sue. We do.
Of course, she's touring the moment with Annie.
She is with Nikki French.
With Nikki French, friend of the show. I'm not sure where it is on at the moment. It's down south somewhere. But
down
I think
south.
Nikki did say there were new tour dates coming in the new year, and I'm 99% positive Manchester's one of the new dates. But we'll keep you posted.
Oh, fantastic. That means we'll all be going to that then, doesn't it?
Yes, we'll all be going. A matinee day trip. I like the songs from it, but I don't like the story.
You don't like the story? Why do you
I don't know.
Story?
I mean, it's good, but I know this is going to sound really obvious, but it's so obvious that the story's been written around the songs.
Well, yeah, but that's what Jukebox
is. I know that's intentional, but when you're watching the film or the play for the first time, it's like, oh, I know what's happening because that song's coming up. And it's an enjoyable. It's one of them films that you just watch just to enjoy the music, really,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I always forget the name of the guy that plays Brad. What's his name? Barry Bostwick.
Barry Bostwick.
Is there
it?
We go.
Has he done much since Barry Bostwick?
He was in a lot of, he was in an episode of Lex, if you remember Lex in the 90s. He was in the first, he was in the first film of Lex. And he's done other TV things
as well.
And
also Susan Sarandon's gone on to do fabulous other things.
Yeah, she was in The Lovely Bones as well, wasn't she? Have you ever seen her in that?
Yeah.
And I hear you had cupcakes.
Who told you?
You.
Oh, yeah, did I? I must have been on a sugar high or something. Yeah, all the press got free cupcakes in the interval, so that sold it for me. But it's fantastic. I mean, I went to see the Nutcracker at the Palace, and it's on at the Leeds Grand Theatre next week, so if you still want to go and see it, it's fantastic. I mean, I've never seen the ballet of it before, but I've seen the cartoon. There was a cartoon version released with Peter O'Toole, so I was familiar with the story anyway, and it was amazing. You don't need to know the story to understand it. It snowed on stage, which was wonderful. There was a Christmas tree on stage. Sugar Plum Fairies. And there's lots of different dances in it as well. I wasn't aware. I mean, there's like Chinese tumblers, there's a Russian dance, there's French ballroom dancing, there's all sorts of dances in it.
It was fantastic. I mean, I'd heard her solo songs, but I didn't realise she had such a good voice till I heard her on stage. She's amazing.
Mm.
Really, really good. Strongest vocalist in the cast, I thought.
Ah. So she can actually sing, so it's obviously not her that was auto-tuned in the Spice Girls, then.
Definitely not. She's got an amazing voice. And that's the reason why I chose that song to go on, because that was the best song, I think, that she did on stage. Don't you hate it when they do that on TV and film and in shows? They always say people aren't happy with money. Like, if I won £5 million, I'd be happy. I would be happy, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I don't think you would.
No, I would be. Money can buy happiness.
I don't think you'd be happy with £5 million. I think you'd need to give at least £1 million of it away to me.
I'll buy you a donut each.
Death Becomes Her. I like that film.
It's one of my favourite comedy horrors.
It had some groundbreaking special effects for
it. It did, with Goldie Hawn and the big hole in her.
I know. And the way she sat down on with the spear, the javelin, that was incredible. I still don't know how they did that.
Just practice, I guess. But you can actually see a shirt riding up as well. And it was over 10 years. When was it? 1992? They made it, something like that.
But I mean,
it was 20 years ago.
Dun, 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 dun. Welcome back to the matinee here on Tameside Radio. And that was Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds with Mr. Richard Burton. Why did you play that, Nathan?
Because it's telling the future. It says midnight, the 12th of August. That's next week.
Watch out for that huge, massive, luminous gas erupting from Mars.
I'll be on my roof.
Watch for it, yeah.
Will you?
Yes.
You spend a lot of time on your roof, Nathan.
You can see the stars from right all above the pike. It's beautiful.
You've
never
invited me up to have a look on your roof, have you?
There's a reason for that.
Keep it clean, boys. Keep it clean.
Not the picture show, the stage show.
Is that the stage show version?
Yeah, because Meatloaf played the uncle and Eddie.
Oh, right.
I'm playing that because it was his birthday. When was his birthday, John?
His birthday was, I think it was Thursday.
Yeah, he was also in the picture show as well, though, weren't he?
He was in the picture show.
He came out of the freezer on a bike.
And then he was under the table when they ate him. Anyway, that was one of my favourite songs from Shock Treatment, Little Black Dress.
I like Shock Treatment as well. We don't play enough of Shock Treatment.
We don't play enough Shock Treatment. And that was Barry Humphries, Richard O'Brien, and I always forget who played
Jessica Harper.
It was Janet.
Does anyone know the England score? Does anyone want to know?
No, I don't want to know.
I want to know if Madame Mary's weighs the same as a duck.